Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 7th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down 5 cents, 433 and 3 quarters, March wheat down a penny and a half, 593 and a half, and March beans down 15 and a half cents at 1184. Those are three-year lows in the corn. The beans put in a double bottom at 83 and a half. So we'll see if that holds for the day. I kind of doubt it will. We had good rains in Argentina, half inch to 2 inch rains pretty much in many places where they need it. The rains continue at least through the weekend. Cooler temps and more rain, so that really put the pressure on the beans. The Chinese Lunar New Year is upon us, and we don't expect any real Chinese business to be done. Overall, the outside markets are relatively quiet. The dollar's down 17. Crude's up 34 a barrel. Dow Jones looks to open up a little bit higher. The metals are mixed. So, you know, I really thought that we'd want to see some, or we would see some fund short covering here, but it's been just the opposite. The funds keep pounding this thing. I don't know how much more they're going to sell. They're close to 300,000 short in the corn. You know, when they cover this stuff, you certainly wouldn't want to be the first one to sell it, I'll tell you that. But we've got, obviously, the reports tomorrow. We've got not only the WASDE report, we've got weekly export sales, we've got CONAB, and we've got Stats Canada. So tomorrow should be a pretty interesting day. As far as we have sold this thing down in corn and beans, we're not really oversold in the beans. Contract low is 11.45 and a quarter. So, you know, I don't know if we'll get there unless the reports are really bearish. But at some point, you know, you got to think that enough's enough out here. The March corn, let me take a look at a continuous chart here. These are obviously, you know, three-year lows. The next support, well, we got a little support here at 429 to 430. And then, you know, we could see lower prices. We are pretty oversold, 24% on the RSI and the corn. So, you know, I don't know how much more they want to push this thing down. But right now, the funds are certainly in control of this thing. There's nothing really bullish out there unless we get something friendly from the reports tomorrow. If it is friendly by any stretch of the imagination, I would think the funds would want to run like a rabbit. It would have to be pretty bullish to see that kind of action. That's really about it. Not a whole lot of fresh news out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.